Here we go with the Heritage Edition of America's Hot Barn Report, highlighting some of the top cattle sale barns in the USA. This week's focus is Lemon Livestock, Lemon, South Dakota, 1,154 friendly people and located right on the North and South Dakota line. Big wheat country, big cattle country, you get the picture. Let's welcome aboard rancher, auctioneer, and new owner of Lemon Livestock, Rowdy Benson. Rowdy Benson, as is our custom on the Hot Barn Report, what is your favorite cut of steak, sir, and how do you take it?
I sure like a ribeye cooked medium to medium well, I guess.
Ooh, medium well?
It depends on how long it sits and rests.
All right. I'll give you that one.
Yep.
Now, Rowdy,
yep.
Congratulations on being the new owner of Lemon Livestock. Tip of the hat to the previous owner, Paul Huffman. Tell us about how it all came about, if you would.
Yeah. So, you know, I've worked in Lemon Livestock since I was in high school, and we've had multiple family members work there. My dad was a ringman for years. My grandma, Helen Benson, she worked in the office. My mom, Noelle Benson, currently works in the office, and I've worked there probably steadily every sale since 2011. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I feel like it's always been something on the back of my mind. And, you know, I was just grateful for Paul to give me an opportunity for an auctioneering career and now giving me an opportunity to own a sale barn.
Absolutely. Great guy, Paul Huffman. Now, what sets your sale barn apart from other barns? And tell us about your team.
And I'd have to say our cafe, first and foremost, is just, I don't think there's a better cafe at a sale barn in the entire world.
Amen,
and,
man.
And I think that just the setup of our pens flowing into the ring and out of the ring and the way the whole system was built, I think that really sets us apart. I think the people that built this facility had a lot of foresight going to the help. I got to mention Jody Johnson and Vicky Fogarty, the gals
right
in the office. They've been
great
there
ladies.
They've been with Paul for, you know, 23 years of his tenure and they're staying on with me. And I honestly couldn't do this without them. I mean, they know the ins and outs of that place and they could run that thing from the office. So great crew in the office, good crew in the cafe, a lot of good ranchers and hands out back that are making it possible to clip through these cattle.
You know, I know your buyers, you got a lot of people from all over the Midwest, if not the United States. How big a factor is Cattle USA and DV Auction in today's sale barns?
Well, it's just revolutionized the game.
Absolutely. Now, you just took over Lemon Livestock. Any big sales looming on yonder horizon, my friend?
Well, we're just looking forward to these upcoming months and hosting, you know, some grass calf specials and there's going to be a lot of way up cows coming through here, you know, as we get out into the summer. As you know, there'll be some of them open dry cows and then the bulls getting tested, and then it's just great yearling country up here too. So we're looking forward to that August September yearling market and reaching out there and just offering the community anything we can do to help.
Rowdy Benson, congratulations and best of luck to you and your team at Lemon Livestock, Lemon, South Dakota.
Thanks, Monty. Appreciate it.